Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tech 10 for Talmud. Menachas Mem Gimel, Menachas 43b, pagination is 86. We'll start three lines up from the medium wides. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Chavivin Yisrael, Jewish people are dear. Shasivivan HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mitzvahs, that Hashem surrounded us with mitzvahs. Tefillin b'roshehen, we have tefillin on the head. Utefillin b'zra'oseihen, we have tefillin on the arm. V'tzitzis b'vigdeihen, tzitzis on the garments. U'mezuzah l'pischeihen, and mezuzah on the doorway. V'alein amar David, regarding this, David said, Sheva b'yomi l'alticho al-mishpetei tzidkecha, I praise you, Hashem, sevenfold because of your mitzvahs. What's the sevenfold expression? So Rashi says that it actually has to do with the count regarding these mitzvahs. Tefillin is one. The tefillin of the arm is two. So the head and the arm. The four tzitzis is another four. That's a total of six. And mezuzah is another one. That's seven. Now, of course, we would be using our time in a worthwhile way to contemplate why tzitzis is four and tefillin of the head is only one. Mezuzah is not two, it's only one. How do these get subdivided, that tzitzis became four? But in any case, that's the correlation specifically to the word sheva, seven. Rashi learns that it's actually enumerating the mitzvahs or the components of the mitzvahs, however the correct wording would be. Now, this Gemara lends additional perspective to a Gemara in Kiddushin that talks about whether women are obligated in mezuzah. And the Gemara there says that the parsha of mezuzah ends off, l'man yirbu yimeichem, in order that your days shall be lengthened. And the Gemara says, women also need length of days. So they're included in the mitzvah of mezuzah. There's an added dimension over here that if we're highlighting certain mitzvahs that are ongoing mitzvahs, very special mitzvahs, that keep a person chaviv, dear. So women do not have tefillin, they don't have tzitzis. They have mezuzah. It becomes all the more important that women are obligated in mezuzah and have that special mitzvah. The Gemara continues, U'v'shah shenichnas David leves ha-merchatz, when David went into the bathhouse, v'ra atzma omed orum, he was there unclothed, so he didn't have tzitzis and tefillin. Omar, he said, Oili she'emod orum below mitzvah, I am without a mitzvah. V'kevin sheniska b'mila shebiv saro nisyashva daito. He remembered mila, that's on his body always, so then he calmed down, that he had that. La'acha shayotza omar ala ashira shenemar lamanatzeach ala sheminis mizmar ledavid. He said a special psalm regarding the eighth. Al mila shenitna bashemini, regarding mila that was given on the eighth day. The Mefarshim do ask, why wasn't David calmed down by the fact that he still has a mezuzah on the doorway of his home, of the rooms? Every room has a mezuzah. Why isn't that enough? And somehow, even though the mezuzah is a great mitzvah, but he wanted a mitzvah that's with him. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said, Kol sheyesh lo tefillin b'rosho utefillin b'zra'o v'tzitzis b'vigdo mezuzah b'fischo. A person who has these mitzvahs that we outlined, the tefillin, head and arm, the tzitzis, and the mezuzah, hakol b'chizik shelo yechta, that strengthens, that gives a good estimate, that he will not sin. He's protected. Sheneemar, v'achut ha-meshulosh lo b'mehira yinotek. The triple fold thread doesn't break easily. And Rashi says it's referring to these mitzvahs, tefillin, tzitzis, and mezuzah. Let's skip to the end of that line. Tanya hayu Rab Meir Omer. Manish tana techeles mekomine tzivonin. Why is it that the techeles, the blue, of all colors, is the one that's introduced to be part of tzitzis? And he answers, mepnei shatcheles doma layam, because tcheles is similar to the sea, v'yam doma l'rakia, and the sea is similar to the heavens, urakia l'kisi ha-kavod, and the heavens reminds you of the heavenly throne. When the prophet perceived Hashem's presence, that's the way it did its transformation of vision into physical terms. That was the appearance. The heavenly throne, Hashem's presence, has a certain color, a certain presence, and this techeles will remind of it. The Mefarshim point out that there are a number of steps to be reminded of Hashem, inferring to us that Hashem doesn't slam us in the face with his presence. It's up to us to appreciate whatever we see, reminds us. If you're paying attention, you'll see Hashem's hand. If you don't pay attention, it's possible to miss it and just, everything is the way it is. And it looks very natural, and you don't realize. Tanya, we learned. Hoyer Reb Meir Omer Reb Meir said, Godol oncho shel lavan yosami oncho shel techeles. The punishment for a person who doesn't even observe the white of the tzitzis. We said you could observe the white without the techeles. Person doesn't even observe the white. That's very serious. Yosami oncho shel techeles, then the punishment that would be for a person who didn't observe the techeles part as well. Why? Because the lavan is not hard to do, and the techeles is challenging. It has to be done the right way, the right species. It's expensive, etc. It's not so easy to do, but the lavan is easy to do, and if a person doesn't do it, then they're held responsible in a more serious way. This is related to a famous story with the Vilna Gaon that on his deathbed, he held his tzitzis in his hand and he wept. He said, imagine I'm going from a world where for just a few coins, you could buy such an ongoing mitzvah of tzitzis, and I'm going to a world where all the money can't buy a mitzvah. Let's skip down to the second wide line. It's an important Gemara to be aware of. Tanya Hoyer Reb Meir Omer, Chayiv Odom Levorech Meya Brachos Bechol Yom. A person is obligated to recite 100 brachos every day. Sheneemar, as the Pasuk says, Va'ata Yisrael Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach. And now, Jewish people, what does Hashem, your God, ask of you? All he asks is, and the pasuk goes on to do quite a list of things, that you should fear Hashem, you should do his mitzvahs, etc. So this particular Gemara focuses on the first part of the pasuk, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach, and the word Mo is understood to be Me'ah, 100, and it's saying that the key to achieving all of those things that are in this pasuk is brachas. So you have brachas hamitzvahs, you have brachas hanenin, you have all kinds of brachas, brachas hashavach. In fact, the purpose of the first brachas of the day, when we list off in very particular description, different levels of things that we're happy for, that we're grateful for, Pokeach Ivrim, that we have sight. Matir Asurim, that we're not constrained in our bodies. Okev Kefufim, that we could stand up, that we could walk. All of these steps were introduced in order that we can achieve this Ma Hashem Alokecha Shoel Me'imach, to achieve 100 brachas a day. What's Hashem asking of you? And it's all incorporated in the power of a bracha. Rabbi Chiya Bereda Rav Avya B'Shabbat of Yom Tavi, when it was Shabbos and Yom Tif, and he didn't have the advantage of the Shemona Esrei, the 18 brachas of Shemona Esrei, to easily get your count really high up. So Tarach Umemali Luhu B'Isfram Ki Umegodi, he would use other methods to achieve the brachas. An example is besamim, to smell spices. You recite a bracha before you do so. And other treats, the Shabbos party, turning into a brachas party, really, that you have the advantage, the opportunity to fill in some of those brachas and achieve the 100. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.